Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Honoring Earth's defenders, 8 grassroots environmentalists awarded Goldman Prizes. 3 North American natives who are resisting oil development in the Arctic and a Somali who has fought deforestation in her homeland are among this year's winners of the Goldman Prize, the world's richest and most prestigious environmental award. The other winners are an ecologist working to restore mangroves along the Thai coast, a Guyanese Amerindian who is trying to stop mining in his native territories, a Polish farmer who promotes organic agriculture, and an entrepreneur who has stopped open-pit mining projects in Puerto Rico's montane forests. Jonathan Solomon, Sarah James, and Makasi are Gwich'in Indians from Alaskan and Canadian Arctic. Their efforts to prevent oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge were born out of concern for the porcupine caribou herd, James said. The herd has sustained the Gwich'in historically, she said, and remains critical as a tribal source of food, clothing, and religious artifacts. The caribou are essential to our survival as a people, James said. For thousands of years, we have cared for the caribou, and the caribou have supported us. Drilling would occur in the heart of the herd's calving territory. It's a risk we can't take. Solomon said tribal members were gratified by a Senate vote last week, killing a proposal to drill in the refuge. Opening a refuge to oil and gas exploration was at the heart of the Bush administration's energy plan. Drilling looks dead for now, but any change in the congressional makeup could resurrect it, Solomon said. Our new focus will be on the congressional races, supporting people who understand the necessity of preserving Arctic ecosystems. Fatima Jibril, a Somali who directs regional relief organization, won for her resistance to the charcoal trade in her country. The basis of the Somali economy has changed in recent years from livestock to charcoal, Jibril said. Rift Valley fever has infected some livestock, and now our usual customers from the Gulf states won't buy them, she said. But charcoal is very much in demand in the Gulf, and wealthy entrepreneurs from Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and the United Arab Republics are sponsoring massive logging in the acacia savannas. All that wood is turned into charcoal. Jibril was able to obtain a national ban on charcoal exports from the acacia scrub region, but now Persian Gulf charcoal merchants have moved into Somalia's last remaining equatorial rainforest, home to elephants and other rare fauna. It's gotten too big for us to handle regionally, she said. We need help from the international community, especially from the United States. The Saudis in particular have to be served notice that the world won't stand for the liquidation of priceless natural resource. The other recipients are Sit Charnaso from Thailand. Charnaso is working with local fishermen to restore mangroves and other coastal ecosystems adversely affected by large-scale commercial fishing and logging. Charnaso, a Buddhist, overcame religious and cultural differences to forge partnerships with Muslim fishermen. Jean LaRose from Guyana is an Arawak Indian. LaRose helped to organize indigenous resistance to mining and logging projects in traditional native lands. She is leading other native activists in fighting the settlement of indigenous lands by thousands of small-scale miners and is seeking aboriginal title to about 3,000 square miles of rainforest. Alexis Masu Gonzalez of Puerto Rico led a local effort to convert a mountainous mining zone into a community-managed forest reserve that features ecological sustainable commerce. The forest is a United Nations Bioreserve candidate, and Masu Gonzalez's efforts are now promoted by the Puerto Rican government as a model for future collaborative projects between business and environmentalists. Jawada Lopata from Poland, a former computer programmer, Lopata runs a small organic farm near Krakow and is the founder of an organization that arranges tours of Polish eco-farms. Thanks in large part to Lopata's efforts, the number of eco-farms in Poland has grown from 14 to 130 since 1993. About 13,000 tourists have visited the farms during the past 3 years, and Lopata's program has served as a model for similar ventures in several other European countries. Founded in 1990 by San Francisco philanthropists Richard and Rhoda Goldman, the foundation bestows cash awards annually to environmental activists. The prizes, which now stand at $125,000 each, are made to people who take great personal risk to safeguard the environment. The story was written by Glenn Martin of the San Francisco Chronicle. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,